A lot of people have trouble with those cataracts.
Yeah, I got a nephew that went up there and operated on his eye, and his eye plumb out. He even called in a specialist or two from somewhere in Louisiana, but he lost his eye.
You don't have any trouble with that glaucoma, do you?
No, I reckon not. I've been wearing these same glasses for 4 years. I haven't had them changed and much use it already.
My grandmother has a little trouble with that glaucoma. It's not serious, but she has to take drops, you know, to relieve that pressure that builds up.
My last wife was nearsighted. They had to make her lenses thick, heavy. They even sometimes make her nose and all sore, the weight of them.
Really?
Children, she had 7 grown children, and they lived everywhere. When they come, notify them they come, they had a glasses put on and buried with them on. But she couldn't get it, she couldn't see at all without her glasses.
I'm nearsighted too. These lenses aren't all that thick, but when I take them off, everything gets pretty fuzzy.
Well, they got to making hers out of plastic.
I think these are plastic, as a matter of fact. That makes it a little better on your nose, not so much weight.
Last pair she had made cost $113.48.
Thanks, you have gone up, haven't
you? Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I worked for 35 cents a day, and I was able to do a pretty good day's work.
Oh, 35 cents a day?
Man, Skinner out over here had a store, and he hired me to help plow. He gave me a big old mule. And he said, now if you make that mule sweat under the back band and collar, you'll beat anything anybody else has done. I've hired. And of course, I'd knock it up, you know, and make it sweat a little so it'd do better, you know. 35 cents a day.
Well, I guess you could buy some with that, though.
Well, the first pair, anything like pretty good Sunday shoes I ever had, I bought them out of his store, worked them out at that 35 cents a day, and it cost me $1.25.
Can't even think about buying shoes for something like that nowadays.
No.
I tell you what's gone out of sight, it's real estate. You know,
yeah.
Land?
Yeah. I bought the first 70 acres that I got here. I bought it $10 an acre. Everybody jumped on me and said, oh, you're paying that price, paying that price. I bought 200 acres back up here, cut old land that Jackson Lumber Company and they cut out for $3.50 an acre. And I kicked it and cut some timber off of it about 4 times and I finally sold it for $50 an acre. And if I'd have kicked it, a short time longer, I could have got 100, and now it's bagging over 200.
Goodness gracious. Going up pretty fast, isn't it?
I hear somebody over here bring in Melvin over there, some heirs, and they kind of left one out, and she sort of sued the rest of them, and they let her go pick her out of 40, and I understand somebody come there and give her $35,000 for that 40 and what timber's on it.
$35,000.
That's what I've been told now. I wasn't bad. I don't know.
That's a lot of money.
I sold this down here back of a store down the back of that schoolhouse and all down there for $100 an acre myself.
Is that right? I don't guess you have any trouble selling it to people want land around here, I guess.
And I let this back down here, back down there. I let my nephew's boys have that for $125. And I had another nephew, had 20 acres up there, and I had a little timber on it. I let him have the 20 acres for $5,000.